Good afternoon, everyone. This is a meeting of the Environment and Community Services Committee of West Mersey Town Council. You've got the agenda. I've had copies of the papers done. If you haven't.
Can
I call on Kirsty to call for nominations?
Did you have any nominations for chair?
Do you still want to be chair, John?
I would be happy to do so.
Okay, well, I'm more than happy to nominate you to be chair.
Do you have a seconder? And the vote, please.
Thank you for that vote of confidence. Going forward, it's an important committee. 26.11, to receive apologies for absence and a vote of acceptance to be taken. I've had apologies from Councillor Hinderwell.
Councillor Williams.
Oh, Councillor Williams as well, thank you. Can I have a vote of acceptance for those two? All right, 26.12, to record any declarations of interest. Members are invited to declare any relevant interest, notwithstanding this item. Members may subsequently declare an interest at any point during the meeting. Personally, I've got no declaration of interest.
No chair.
Okay, can it be recorded that none have been declared? 26.13, public session. 15 minutes, 3 minutes per speaker. Any comments members of the public would like to make?
Complete items, I'll submit a transcript of this. I submitted a report to WMCC showing that in 2025, from the 52 plants operated by Anglian Water, that discharge into the Blackwater or its tributaries, there were 344 incidents that year of discharges of untreated effluent for a total of 1,891 hours. I provided this copy of the schedule to the clerk. This includes the West Mersey and adjacent Torsby plants. However, I advise the statutory returns by AW to the EA did not require AW to assess the volume of these discharges. The report I submitted involved much work as it required obtaining the data from the statutory returns by AW relating to each of the 52 sites. I consider this data should be, but is not itself, published in aggregate. The sampling of bathing water here included a sample in 2025 with about 1,000 coliforms of IE per 100 millilitre, which is the highest in the 4-year data set, which has an average of no more than 25. All of these discharges flow out into the estuary here and affect residents, tourism and the shellfish industries. The refresh rate of the estuary is low, i.e. about 80% of the water flowing out on an ebb tide then returns on the incoming tide. I ask the committee to review this further with me or as an agenda item at the next meeting. Next one, survey of abandoned and derelict fiberglass and other boats on the foreshore. I submitted a survey undertaken of the foreshore here showing about 50 abandoned and derelict fiberglass boats supported by photos of each and showing their location. The breakup of fiberglass and related plastics poses a risk to the marine environment and its ecosystem, which is protected by various legislation, and much of the subject area is also an SSSI. I have also submitted this to the City Council, Natural England, as an offence under the 1981 Act, the MMO as an offence under the 2009 Act, and the Crown Estate and to the Environment Agency. I understand that NE are or will be in contact with WMTC. I will review this and survey again in 6 months. This abandonment is occurring to avoid the cost of dismantling and recycling fiberglass boats. I ask the committee review this further with me and or as an agenda item at the next meeting. Signage off the Monkey Beach. I confirm my submission to the Waterside Forum that signage should be erected to warn bathers of the strong egg currents in Besom Fleet, off the Monkey Beach owned by the Town Council, which is used more for bathing and windsurfing since the installation of the boardwalk. People may also be unaware of the currents which exceed 4 knots. I also confirmed that if they are not to be removed, the foundation blocks of the former World War II defences, which are not visible at high tide, should be marked as obstructions to both bathers and craft and others. The current markings only by posts without signage may be mistaken from groins, which are obstructions leading out from the beach, not as this, obstructions between the two posts. I'll leave it there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Clark. David?
As I said, I provided the clerk with copies of sample signage as used at Tollsbury.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. David?
Just taking up Ian's one point there on glass fibre boats. There was a case reported on Country Fire about 2 or 3 years ago. Del Quay down in Chichester, up the back there, they were finding glass fibre very heavily infested into the oyster industry there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing more research on it. It is an issue that I think this council should be well aware of and do something about. My main point really is just about this village green sign, which I gather you did take down, but it's now back up again, another one. I don't know what you can do about it. Are they going to keep putting it back up someone at night? But you will need this time to take the one down, you will need to have a special extractor screw remover to get the screws out of the four corners, because they've been burred off to stop you easily taking it down. It is wrong. It did cause a lot of upset on the waterfront. I had at least 3 phone calls from emails from the yacht club members, Commodore and other senior members, who remember well the car park that was all the way down on the seaward side there. And they also remember their dinghy park was on the landward side. And they did a swap for then what was the old urban district council back in 1972, probably, exchange of land, for which they gave up their dinghy park for the road, so that that could be widened and the car park made up, and they would have a dinghy park on the seaward side, which was suited both parties admirably. The only comment from the Waterside Committee at the time, which isn't your present Waterside Committee, but is the local Waterside Committee, was that you don't want to pay charges for car parking.
Can I just clarify something, David? Because when that was looked at, there was no evidence. Is there any paperwork on that to do with a land swap?
It's probably with the borough somewhere, it must be. I understand the yacht club have got a copy, but their copy isn't signed. But it definitely was there, and it's an exchange of land. I mean, you can see it on Google Photos going back that far, funnily enough.
Yeah.
You go back to the very old ones, you can see. And you can see it on the Essex County Council aerial photographs. The dinghy park was on the yacht club side,
but
it's on their deeds still. It's on their deeds there, and they did a swap of land.
Yeah, but there's nothing actually physically, a legal agreement.
Yes, there is a legal agreement.
Right, because I thought when that was looked at, they couldn't find a legal agreement.
The government reorganisation, the bonfire in the back,
yeah,
lot disappeared. It may be one of the documents to go, unfortunately. But it was definitely done, I know that.
I'll suspend.
Thank you. Can I say that, acknowledging what the other member of the public has said, the registration plan has not been changed, which should have occurred together with that.
Mm. Okay. Well, we've heard what you've both said, and we've noted it, and the clerk has noted that.
Thank you.
So, thank you, the councillor, for also raising an important point about land swap. Right, we conclude the public session then. The next one is 2614, to review and agree the Environmental and Community Services Committee Terms of Reference. These have been circulated with the additional papers. You've got the existing ones. The question for the committee is whether there is any update that you need to give. It is a very comprehensive form of terms of reference. I invite comments.
Chair. I know that the agenda has changed from what was put up, I think, before.
Okay.
I know that it's changed. So is the intention to keep the local plan with the working group? Because I note from the previous agenda that was put up, it was an update with the local plan, but it's the intention to keep that separate and just update this group?
No, I think the intention is that the local plan falls within this committee.
Right, but it doesn't the local plan fall within finance and strategy?
Well, it's an interesting question. I mean, local, how many committees do we want the local plan to deal with? I mean, I don't think it, with respect, I don't think it falls in with strategy, although there are some elements that could be referred to strategy.
Yeah.
But I think that in the past, the most comprehensive fit has been with environment and community services. Although I have to say, and this is why it's not on the agenda, is that most of the reports are done directly now between the working party and council. And I wouldn't want to delay matters if it was had to come to this committee first.
Right, okay.
Yep.
Can I just ask the town clerk, have you pulled up the...
Yeah, well, I'm just looking to see whether it would fall under... It says that generally it doesn't fall under... It would come under the Environment Committee rather than Finance and Strategy.
Well, yeah. It's not in the terms of reference for finance.
For you.
I don't recall.
Then I have concerns with the terms of reference because what this states within the terms of reference for the Environmental Committee is that you can make decisions without seeking approval from full council, and I think it's important that it goes to full council.
Absolutely agree with that.
And not under any delegated powers within the Environmental Committee.
Where does it say that?
It has the power to make decisions which support aims of the committee without the need to refer to full council unless a matter is specifically referred up. So I wouldn't accept these terms of reference if it gives the power to make decisions on the local plan, if you're saying that the local plan fits under the environment.
Okay, well, we can make an amendment there. Yeah?
Yeah.
I think
decisions should be made, should go to full council.
Yeah. Yeah.
It should be a recommendation to full council.
Well, that's wholly consistent with what the working party says.
But not just on the local plan,
decisions
that have been made, it should be a recommendation
which
to go
paragraph?
Out. It's
status.
Status.
Yeah. Everything has to go to full council, sure.
Right, it's page 2.
Yeah, I'm on page 2.
Status, which is the second paragraph. It says
it
has the power, second line, to make decisions which support aims.
Right, I was looking in the examples.
Yeah, no.
The power to make decisions support aims. Which is without the need. Yeah, should be referred to. Yeah.
Well, that, with respect, I mean, that applies to
I just don't believe that's right.
No, I think that should be just deleted then.
So, with the need to refer to
To full council.
And then
it should say, I think, recommendations from the committee to for approval to full council.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you agree?
Yeah. I endorse that.
Mm.
Sophie?
Yeah, I guess things that involve a budget, you know, we still have those ones.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. You know,
in the same way that you would with the Assets Committee, that you've got the powers,
providing
it's in the budget, up to 4999, which these reference, as these terms of reference also reference, I believe.
Yeah, the budget.
So, would you like to say it has the power to make decisions, support aims of the council with recommendations of the committee to full council?
Sorry, Kirsten.
So, it has the power to make decisions which support the aims of the committee with recommendations of the committee to full council.
It doesn't have the power to make its recommendations.
Yeah.
Make decisions. If you're looking at, you're deciding something that's going to be referred to full council.
I think we're clear what it is.
Yeah.
You trust me to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're
going to
amend it.
I'll amend that. Strange, isn't it? Because
that's previous. Yeah.
Previous.
To me, it's just not right, is
it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Okay. Any other amendment? No. With that amendment, then can we? I'll put forward a resolution that we, with that understanding, is the rest agreed.
There was something else I wanted to pick up with you when I've read these before. It states that the group is responsible for advertising, including the website. I've read this some time ago now, but that's not the case, is it?
What, manage the parish website?
Yeah.
The design, construction, comment, and nature other.
Which is, to me, that's the responsibility of the office. Because otherwise you'd have to seek approval to what you're putting on it.
Yeah.
You couldn't just put, you know, so I would suggest that's dealt with by the office, so I don't believe that should be on the terms of reference for this committee.
Right.
Because we don't get involved in the website at all.
Well,
I think it came about because it's Environment and Community Services Committee.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just environment, you know, so...
Yeah, but even so, none of us have had any input at all into entering anything onto the website, so I feel that needs to come completely off. That is, you know, Carol in the office has been maintaining, and I think that's in her job description as well.
Well, the website is in her job description.
Yeah, so I don't feel that it fits...
Or would you be happy with that, or do you want it out completely?
I think it goes completely.
You can play it out?
Yeah. I mean, you can still ask for things to go on there, but it's the control of it. We don't have any control whatsoever of it.
No.
And also, sorry, John, work closely with our suppliers and contractors to reduce your social. We don't have any impact with our suppliers because it's the office. That work closely with our suppliers and contractors. We don't.
This is quite a useful discussion because many of those other bodies.
Should we go through them? Do you want to go through them?
Yeah. I mean, I've been overtaken by events. I mean, all the alarms, I'm just counting them up. 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 bodies are not good.
No.
Do you want to refer it, John, and then go through it? I'll go through it.
Do you want to have a vote?
Yeah, we're just voted, I think.
Yeah.
Cool. Right. Right. The next item is to confirm the minutes of the Environment and Community Services Committee meeting of the 10th of February. You've got the document in front of you, is it a correct record? I've got no problems with it.
Chair, I wasn't at the last meeting, so I'm going to...
Abstain.
Abstain, thank you.
Sophie and David, you were both in.
Yeah, I can't see anything.
Okay. So can we have a vote then? Or accept?
Can we have a proposer and a seconder?
I'll be a proposer.
I'll seconder.
Sophie will be there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, great.
Ladies first.
I'll abstain, thank you.
You will abstain. Now, this is the next item, 2616. To discuss the degree any necessary actions with Foreshore West Mersey signage. In recent weeks, I think in recent months, a number of people have raised with me safety issues regarding the Foreshore. And I've put this on the agenda for a discussion. Because all this is notwithstanding that the ownership of the most of the land is not within the ownership of the town council. So what is following here is wholly on a without prejudice basis to our legal position. But a number of coastal communities have actually looked at this because the fact that residents and visitors use their facilities. And there are specific dangers associated with that. And it often falls to third parties to consider what signage should be used in relation to this. And now Mersey is becoming ever so popular. And a large number of agencies connected with the sea have put out information in relation to the dangers now affecting people that go into the sea. Now, what I wanted to discuss with the committee was how, and Kirsty and I had a discussion about the appropriateness of action. I think, in fairness, Kirsty, you think we should stay where we are in terms of the thing. I think that there is some degree of duty here, but whilst we can't put up the notices because of the legal position, we can draw it to the attention of those who can and what they're doing with it. So I wanted to have that discussion with you to see whether you agree and to take a vote of that. There are, so basically, what I'm saying is that we should consider the form of approach, but the matter which I'm putting before you is that notwithstanding, and I'll give you the exact words of this, the ownership of the Foreshore is not within the ownership of the Town Council, that Colchester City Council and the Crown Estates be approached to see whether they would intend to install warning signs for swimmers in key areas. Yeah? And that's something that I would like to have, so we can go forward to council to see what their view would be.
Chair, thank you. Although we do own a piece at Monkey Beach.
Yeah, we do.
And also, I mean, I would certainly support contacting the landowners and who's responsible as well. But I think that we need to open it up not just to the swimming area.
Okay.
When Bob Whittington was chair of the Beach Hut Watch Group, Bob had been speaking to Colchester, talking about signage in general along the Esplanade. And perhaps we should be looking at signage along the popular areas.
Oh, yes.
You know, along,
I did. Oh, yes.
Along the roadsides.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And addressing to who, you know, that needs to go to.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Whether it's Essex Highways or Colchester.
Yeah, yeah. It needs investigation.
Not just the waterfront.
No, no, I agree.
And likewise, Coast Road as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Esplanade and Coast Road.
Yeah. But it's the principle which I'm
I mean, I agree with Kirsty that we stay as we are, but there's no harm in, i.e. not as a town council, erect signage on land that doesn't belong to us. But perhaps we do need to consider the land that we own.
Yeah, agree.
Mm.
Okay.
Very good point of view, yeah. So, yeah, I agree with everything you two.
Okay.
It makes no sense to do something that we don't belong, but it's the same we do, I mean, yeah.
Okay. Sophie, you've got a long experience of this issue.
Yeah, well, we've got quite a lot of shoreline, haven't we, around?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's... I've lived here all my life, and even I, without having a proper mapping of the coastline, I would not be able to tell you exactly...
Who owns what?
Who's responsible for this bit or that bit.
Yeah.
And maybe that's... I don't know if that's been done anywhere by Essex or Colchester, but... it might be a useful thing to do. I just want to clarify. So what this point is about is specifically about, because it says foreshore West Mersey signage.
Yeah.
What we're classing as foreshore and signage as in safety signage, directional signage, you know,
yeah.
Just to be clear as to what signage we're actually talking about. It sounds to me that you're just looking at signage that is about safety.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah. I would suggest if we're going to look at signage, because one of the comments that Bob Whittington made is, I think some of the signs down at the Esplanade are just... So I think it perhaps extends that to look at not just the shoreline or the danger of the water, but to look at, so I'm assuming that would be in conjunction with highways.
And
I know that Bob was talking to Colchester actually. I mean, if Chair, if you like, I can talk to the current chair
of
the Beach Hut Watch.
Bob's no longer the chair, is he?
No, it was Danny Bonner,
Who
since resigned. And the chair now is Adam Scott, so I talk to him all the time, so I'm more than happy to do that for you and find out whether there was any progress made, anything handed over to do with signage.
Yeah.
Are you happy, Kirsty, for me to do that?
Okay, that's very helpful. I think you draw an important point here. If there's going to be signage, it's got to have some impact.
Absolutely, but also if we can... get some new signage, some of it removed, and some clearer signage.
That's right.
Could I raise something? In terms of safety and for swimmers and so on, I know it keeps being brought up about areas near the breakwaters and the metal bits, you know, that you can't see and that sort of thing. Actually, there was something on Facebook yesterday or the day before.
We have been in touch with current state.
Yeah, somebody's bound to die sooner or later.
Yeah.
Who do you contact? HRH to sue him?
Yeah, I saw that post.
Which, you know, I did smile at and thought, well, yeah, it's a very good, true kind of point. It's... but in all of that, they are kind of saying there is this danger, and if the Crown Estates aren't doing anything, that that doesn't
I think
mean
it's on their radar. I emailed yesterday and had a response back.
You did.
Yeah.
They do know about the situation. And, you know, they were aware of it before it had actually gone on to Facebook.
I mean, I don't know how you police things anyway, if you did what I'm about to say. Are there any areas or points that you would put a sign up to say, no swimming at this point or no swimming between certain points?
But would that be for the town council to do that?
We can't do that, can we?
So, I mean, the signs here are just danger, strong currents, danger, underwater obstacles.
Yeah.
I think it's a very grey area.
Well, where would you put it?
Yeah.
Unless, if we don't own the land, where would you put the
sign? I think maybe your first step is to decide where you think the sign should go, first of all.
Yeah.
Who owns that particular piece of land, and then what kind of sign you want going up.
I think you'd have to approach the landowners first to see whether they are on board with what the signs are.
And that would include, to include the Crown Estates.
Yeah.
And maybe say, look, we believe that signage like this should go up there.
But
you know, do you either for them to put it up or give us permission to put it up?
Can I say my aim here was to get the principles out in the open about safety signage. I think from a discussion we had, and I recognise it at the time. That this whole issue requires a lot of detailed thought in terms of where it's going to be, who's responsible, our own position, as Teresa has mentioned, in terms of the ownership land. But if the view is that this is something which the town council should do, which I believe it's so, if I put forward the sentiment that it should be looked at, I would hope that could be so on the basis that before we approached either the City Council or the Crown Estates, that the matter be dealt with again by this committee.
So what are your agreed actions? Because to put it in a...
It is that the principle is established that notwithstanding the ownership of land, that the committee should further consider that Colchester City Council and the Crown Estates be approached, to see whether they intend warning signs for swimmers in key areas, and that approach be further considered by another meeting at the next meeting of the committee.
And would that include your highways as well? Or do you want me to speak to Adam first to see whether they made any progress?
Yes, if you could do that first, if it's on that basis.
So that's what you've got, yeah.
That's what I'm putting to you.
So do you want to have a proposal for that?
Yeah, I'll propose that. Is that
a
second
bill?
Okay. So we'll come back to the committee.
So the town clerk will be writing out?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, okay. Can we have all those in favour?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Right, making good progress, and thank you very much. 2617, this is to consider an update and consider any action required for future use of the Bradwell site. For development of SMR in the first instance. I have got a picture here, if I can find it, of an SMR which is being proposed by Rolls Royce. This is an indicative illustration, but I've put it forward because there was quite extensive press coverage this week. There is no technical feasibility scheme yet been done. I mean, all this is eye-watering. The government has given Rolls-Royce the idea that it should go ahead. But it shows the size of the thing. It's anything but small. The government seem to be in favour of particular sites coming forward. There's some in North Wales for SMRs. But again, there's no technology associated with that. But I just wanted to make certain that it was before the committee. And I'm examining with Bang, Professor Andy Bowers, what action needs to be done. But at the moment, the action for the committee is just to keep a watching brief. So, any comments on that committee?
So at this point, there's no action. It's just to wait and see whether Bradwell comes on the radar.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the indications are by people in the nuclear industry that it's very unlikely, both because of problems with the technology here and that other sites are way up by the government in preference to Bradwell.
Is this like a CGI? A computer generated.
I believe graphic. It is by they are doing work in Sweden. I believe that they have been approached by the Swedish government, Rolls-Royce, to have a contract, but that is a generated one. But I thought it was interesting to see the size, which even Rolls-Royce were putting out. Okay, so can I have your agreement to that report being noted?
It's just.
No action required.
And the last item is relating to fusion development. I don't know whether any of you had a chance to look at what the government is putting out. They put out a consultative document, and fusion is one of these huge new technologies which they're looking at. The technology around data centres now being so huge, particularly with the AI, means that alternative power sources need to be brought forward if this technology is to be. So the government had proposed a consultative document which is being looked at again by Bang. I think we need to make a comment to this consultative document. The comments need to be in. I understand by about mid-August.
Yeah, 17th of August.
Yeah. So I think we could, I haven't had an opportunity, neither has Bang yet, to draft it. What I would seek is authority to draw up a proposal for comments, and that be dealt with by email. If there's a need, people think there is a need for a committee decision, then we could hold a short meeting to decide that.
So we've a recommendation to full council?
With a recommendation to full council. Yep.
On this one, is it just an update receiving or you can't?
No, what I'm saying is that the recommendation that we do submit evidence, that I be authorised to draw up a comment, that be put to the committee by email, and then it be put to full council for agreement. Yep. Is that agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Can I move that motion then?
Is that a motion? However, it can be a motion. I can acknowledge it because you've only put something
on updated.
If you would like, it would be helpful. On the minutes, it'll be an update received.
Yeah.
And if you want to provide me an update, and I can attach the report with it.
Yeah, that'd be
good. Then I'll make sure that I get it correct.
Well, you're correct. Yeah.
It's quite technical.
Just we've got to put comments in.
Yeah. If you want me to, then I can.
Okay. Yeah. Is that sentiment agreed then? Okay.
We can't agree anything, can we?
No, the process you're with respect what you're agreeing to is the process. Okay.
Well, sort of can. On that agenda.
Consider. Provide an update and consider any action. So you can consider the action, but it's not
consider.
It has to be agreed or approved to be able to vote on the motion.
Okay.
But what you can do is, if you provide me just a synopsis of, like I say, reports attached.
Yep.
Information
will
be there.
Okay. Right. No, I think clear the meeting closed. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Right, we have got more water.
Yes, there's more there.
Well, I do apologise for not being here earlier. I don't know what happened.
You weren't the only one.
I really thought I'd got the local plan group. That